Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest. We're going out west to UC Davis to the Big Sky Honorable Mention offensive lineman, Julian Barrettero. Julian, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Can you believe that you're preparing for the National Football League and your teammates are probably in a week or two, possibly this week, are preparing for spring football?
Yeah, I know. It's really exciting. At UC Davis, Coach Hawk actually moved spring ball up, so they had the spring game this past weekend, actually.
Wow.
He's trying to get the whole team to have a spring quarter open so they can try to study abroad and do stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm really excited. I've been working hard training for my pro day. It's going to be April 4th at 1 p.m. at Aggie Stadium. So just thrilled, working hard, doing everything I can to make sure that I can show what I can do that day.
Awesome stuff. And, Julian, I got to ask, has it been long enough since that spring game has kind of gone and went where you maybe woken up in the morning thinking you're missing practice yourself?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The first, the first couple weeks after any season, you think, "Oh man, something's not right." I got up and the sun's out, like something's wrong here. But hey, you get used to it, you know.
Definitely. Now I'm curious. I mean, growing up, were you kind of an all-around athlete, playing all the sports? And when did you kind of start, playing the game of football?
Oh yeah, big time. I first started playing basketball and soccer. And I've played AYSO until I got to high school. I played basketball from when I was in fifth grade until the end of my senior year of high school. I also threw the shot in the disc, so I was just kind of doing all kinds of stuff. And I started focusing a lot more on football in high school once I realized that I was going to be able to take it to the next level, and I really had the size and the body to have a shot.
Nice. You just took my next question away. So you've always kind of had that size growth since you were a young kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Awesome.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say my dad's
You're fine.
So I outgrew him pretty sometime in early high school, I think. And so I was always pretty big, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you start to develop. You got the size, you're getting attention at the high school level. I mean, what other colleges were looking at you, and how did you know being an Aggie was going to be your best route to go?
There's always, as you start to realize what's going on, you get flooded with all kinds of schools. And I knew that I wanted to go somewhere that the academics were not going to be, on the back burner. I looked at a couple of the Ivy League schools. I looked at Cal and Stanford as well, and in the end I settled on UC Davis. I came and I visited, and I had a great time. I love the campus and I love the atmosphere there, and really it's great to see how far things have come that time.
Definitely, they've come an awesome way for you. Once again, UC Davis Aggie standout offensive lineman Julian Barrettero here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, You know, it's free and available, Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. You simply type in his name. You follow that up with NFL Draft Blast. You'll find the link, and then we'll have his full bio page up in a few days at college2pro.com. We'll like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he makes his path towards the draft. And obviously, as he mentioned earlier in the show, the big day, April 4th, he's going to be getting at it for his pro day. Now, I'm not sure if you still have school remaining or you're off at a facility or you're doing all your combine drills at school. A lot of kids love to do that as well. Kind of how are you partaking in getting to the pro day and getting everything maxed out?
Yeah, that's the path I took. I'm not going to be graduating until June. I still have this quarter to finish up in the next couple weeks and then another 10-week quarter. So seeing as I'm already here on campus, I've been training with our current staff, our O-line coach, and our strength and conditioning coach. And I've just been keeping on in the same system and just trying to improve.
Awesome. And is it kind of weird that, you know, you're just worrying about more, you know, jumping and instead of worrying about your stance? And I mean, you still got to do patrician drills, but it's just kind of strange. Just you're doing like 40 times at an L cone, a three cone, instead of just worrying about, you know, game plan, game film. Is that a kind of a weird thing you're doing?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now? Are you just
absolutely training for a pro day and training to be an offensive lineman are just worlds apart. I mean, there is some overlap in terms of having to have the right footwork in all your drills, but really that's where the similarities end. You know, you take reps about trying to stay low and trying to work through power, but a lot of the combine stuff isn't about any of that. It's about how fast can you get to where you need to be and how fast can you redirect your momentum.
And for you, the reason you're preparing for your pro day is you're an NFL draft prospect in 2018. So you had all the tape ingredients that were successful enough the scouts to want to see more. I mean, I ask this of every guy that's ever come on our show. I mean, if you're in the film room, they're breaking down tape, and you happen to be sitting next to them, what do you think they're going to love about you when they watch you on tape and all the characteristics you bring from that position?
I think my best attributes are my athleticism. I think that I've just generally been, for a guy my size, able to move really well. It kind of comes back to all that basketball and soccer I used to play, I feel like. And I always feel that I've found myself in the right position, that I have a pretty good football sense. And, you know, between getting to where you need to be and knowing what you need to do, I think the rest will take care of itself.
Awesome. And then we pass this off to the scouts and coaches we know at the next level. This is your opportunity to share what goes unnoticed that's a quality that they may not see on film. I mean, it could be team captain, team leadership, weight room warrior, film junkie. I mean, what are some of the qualities that they should know about that they might not necessarily, you know from just watching tape?
Well, I was a captain for some of the games my senior year and my junior year as well. But mostly I devoted myself to, you know, taking leadership of the O-line more as a unit, as opposed to the whole team. So I tried to bear that burden and I tried to make sure that the guys around me were playing at a high level. And, I believe that that should be something that they can see in the tape. So hopefully it'll, you know, be there for them.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, when does it sink in? I mean, you know as well as anybody. I mean, every kid, it doesn't matter if you're a JUCO kid, D1, D2, D3. I mean, if you're out there doing your thing on Saturday, I think everybody wants that opportunity to get to play on Sunday. I mean, when does that kind of really become a reality for you once you're in that, you know, once you're on the field with the Aggies?
Well, for me, it really began to take effect with me personally when the rest of the team started doing their spring ball stuff, and I'm still, you know, around the facilities and I'm doing my training, and sometimes we overlap, and I just see that they're all, you know, doing their thing and I'm working out completely different, trying to do, you know, prepare for the pro day. And as you experience that over and over, you begin to really set in, like, you know, this is what I have to do. And you begin to kind of get another level of determination. Like, this is how I see myself playing out, and this is what I want to do. So.
Nice. Any particular drill you think you're going to do better than the most? I know you want to knock every one of them out of the ballpark, but is there one particular drill where you really think you're going to impress at?
Yeah, I think my jumps are going to be the best performance, the horizontal and the vertical. You know, that goes back to my athleticism. I think that I'll be able to show I'm an explosive player, and I think those are the two to watch.
Nice. You know what, and I don't want to get off track, but I you know, because you mentioned soccer twice, and a lot of guys that, you know, come on the show that have a little bit of a soccer background or just played soccer growing up, did you get to the point where you were too physical and you just relished kind of the contact and physicality? Is that kind of, was there any sort of that thing where you're kind of like, you know what, I like soccer, but I love hitting people?
To an extent, but, you know, both my parents are from Argentina, so there's a real high level of respect for soccer. You know, they always wanted me to play, and I was always a fan of it. So once I got to high school, I really decided that I was just not going to take that path, and it was not for me. So that's when I stopped. But it wasn't any desires one way or another.
Nice. You know, you mentioned it. I mean, it shows my age, but I mean, growing up watching the '86 World Cup with Diego Maradona in Argentina, I mean, that was like, that was like the glorified memories of soccer growing up for myself. That team was just, I mean, Diego Maradona, I think, speaks for itself. I mean, the kind of legend he is on the soccer domain. Once again, Julian Bertero doing his own domination of the field at UC Davis, one of the Aggies' top offensive linemen. He was Big Sky honorable mention. He's done a lot of positive things. And you mentioned Coach Hawkins. I'm sure they're going to miss seeing you do your thing for this team as spring ball begins for this program as they build on what they did a 5-6 season last year. I'm sure they're excited to turn things around. Before we let you go, Julian, though, we always like to have some fun and throw a couple off-the-wall questions. But even before we get to that, I know you probably were getting a lot of phone calls from different people wanting to represent you, and Derek Fox was the guy you chose. Fantastic man. What did he bring to the table where you knew this was going to be the best fit for you moving forward?
You know, a lot of it had to do with just how comfortable I felt with them. They had gotten to me pretty early, and they were already representing another guy that I know pretty well, Colby Wadman, who is a punter also out of Davis. So, you know, I'd kind of talked to him, and I had a really good chance to feel out, like, you know, both Derek Fox and Justin and see what they were all about. And, you know, I just felt like that was the right way that was the right path for me. And so I bought in. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, well, you made a great decision, man. Like I said, a great guy and a great eye for talent. Like I said, that's one of the – being in the position I am, you know, I work with so many different agents, and some guys just really have a knack for finding guys with, you know, that might not necessarily, you know, be combine guys and whatnot, but these guys are going to find their way and make a living playing in the league. And hopefully he's nailed another one with you, Julian. So now it's time for fun, all the boring stuff.
Okay.
This is the first question. Here we go. I was excited, but I'm sure you guys, you know, these are a lot of questions you've probably answered 1,000 times during your college career, during interviews and whatnot. But how about this one? Coach Hawkins, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Hawkins, and would they do it in front of him?
On our team? Yeah, absolutely. There's a young D tackle named Nicholas Fehrenbach, and he had a great impersonation. He just has a whole slew of characters that he can do, but he does a great Coach Hawkins. And he did it in front of the whole team at our fall showcase. He had it all dressed up, and man, I hope there's a video of it somewhere because it was priceless.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I like how he dressed up. That you guys are getting creative with this. We had a guy on the other day, and he said one of the guy wouldn't actually ever have done it. I forget which coach it was, but he actually made videos of him doing it, and then he sent it to the team and the coaches. So and then he's dressing up. So everybody's taking it up a notch. I like it. How about this one? Female celebrities. Take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to invite to dinner?
Who am I going to invite to dinner? Man, that's a toughie. Man, I'm really drawing a blank here. I'm sorry.
You're being alone.
Yeah, looks like it. Man.
That's all right. How about this one? And this is kind of a question directly because you guys are the big guys, defensive line guys, offensive line guys. Could be you or one of your UC Davis teammates. Who's the biggest eater on that UC Davis offensive line, and what was the meal that kind of impressed you the most when they did it?
The biggest eater. You know, it's funny. Some of the guys that we had always really show like they're where they belong on the offensive line. You know, we had a guy who wasn't that big, but man, once he got to the meals, this dude would put down food like it was nobody's business. And that's when you used to look at him and you just feel that pride and you're like, yep, that man's an offensive lineman. He knows what he's doing in life.
Awesome stuff. And then the final one, Julian, and man, it's been a great pleasure to have you on and find out a little bit more about what you bring to this table as you move forward. Your cleats, your spikes, it's a popular thing now to have something sprayed on your shoes. I mean, if you could have any theme or idea or represent a cause, what would you want to be, you know, what would you want sprayed on the bottom of those things?
You know, I don't really lean too heavily in support of one cause or another right now. I kind of recognize that there's a lot of issues going on in the world, but if I had to pick, you know, one in particular, with the modern culture and everything, I would have to roll with some kind of gun control violation. You know, it's crazy the kind of stuff that you see in the news, and I guess that would be my one.
Yeah, you know, the question we started asking a couple of years ago, some guys want Spider-Man, some guys want their grandmother's name on in there, some guys want a Bible scripture, some guys want, you know, breast cancer awareness, cheetah-looking things. So, I mean, everybody got, you know, we had a guy on early, wanted like an American flag. So, like, everybody just kind of delves into another realm. But, hey, man, best of luck, April 4th. I hope you knock it out of the ballpark. And as always, we tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you. You've been awesome. Once again, Julian Bertero, the standout UC Davis Aggies offensive lineman. Fantastic young man. So glad to bring him on. Now you guys got to know him on a one-on-one level. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, you type in his first name, you type in NFL Draft Class after that, and you'll get to know more of him. If you can download it, you can listen to it at your leisure. As always, we appreciate listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.